Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
We hear today in the Gospel reading about the healing of the blind man. And I would propose that there is more to this story than just the healing of this blind man, as we might think of it as simply a historical event. And I think that I'm supported in this in the way that the church has placed this reading alongside the epistle reading that we heard, St. Paul's lesson to the Ephesians. We can see a connection there, and I'll talk about that in a second. Because ultimately, what we see in the healings of Jesus, not just with this blind man, but in all the other healings, is something more going on. And the reason that there is something more going on is because Jesus is never dealing just merely with this earthly level and not merely with just this life. Because if you think about it, I mean, obviously it's a big deal and it's a miracle to a person who is blind if they receive their sight. But what does that last them? 30 years, 40 years, however much longer they have left? And what happens? Even Lazarus, who Jesus raised from the dead, ultimately died. So did this blind man. So did the deaf man who Jesus healed. So did the one of whom Jesus cast out the spirits. You see, Jesus is always interested in something more. And we get a hint at that today in the Gospel reading, when Jesus talked about this blind man being healed, and then there is this little phrase that we might just skip over, gloss over, if we don't realize there's more depth to this story. It says that he followed Jesus. The blind man followed Jesus. And ultimately, that is what Jesus is most interested in throughout these healings, is not just to heal the person here and now in this life, but is to ensure that they are able to follow him. That they are able to live his will. That they would follow after his commandments. And so we see again that the church understands what's going on here in today's gospel reading. That it's not just the healing of the blind man in the here and now and on this plane, on this earth. But also Jesus is touching this man's soul. And he hopes to touch our souls as well, so that we would follow him. And so the church pairs this reading today, this story of the healing of the blind man, with St. Paul's epistle, telling us that we should walk in light, that we should come out of the darkness. Obviously, we know that if someone is blind, not just legally blind, but completely blind, as this man was, that there is darkness. They cannot see the light. And they cannot know where to walk. And so the church pairs these readings to show us that ultimately what Jesus is interested in is healing our blindness. Not the blindness necessarily of our physical eyes, but the blindness of our spiritual eyes. That we would be able to see him, that we would be able to walk in his light. And ultimately what we hear from St. Paul in his epistle today is that we would surround ourselves with things that bring us to the light. That we would surround ourselves with things that bring us towards holiness. That we would surround ourselves with people and activities and events and things that bring us closer to God. And so today, brothers and sisters, I ask us to meditate on our own lives and how we live our lives, who we associate ourselves with, what type of activities we're involved with. And we ask ourselves, do these bring us closer to God? Do they bring us closer to holiness? Do they help us to walk in the light? Because everything that we do, every decision that we make throughout the day, in one way or another, some of them big, some of them very small, but every decision that we make throughout the day can bring us closer to God. One of the ways that we become close to God is by being here together to worship Him as the community of God, as the church. One of the reasons it's so important for us to be here as the community of God is to be around other believers, to be around other people who are trying to repent, to be around other people who have the same goal, who recognize that they're sinners in need of God, that they are someone who is sick, who is in need of the great physician, our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we hear it, the prayer, and we say it in our prayers. The priest says it at the beginning of the liturgy, a prayer addressed to the Holy Spirit, who's everywhere present and fills all things. This is a very rudimentary Christian teaching. And unfortunately, some people have taken this to mean, well, you know, I can just stay home and worship God by myself on Sunday mornings or at any other time. But in doing that, they miss out on the benefits of the community of God, one of which is to be around other people who are trying to live a godly life, to be encouraged by and to encourage them, to weep with them when they weep, as St. Paul says elsewhere, to rejoice with them when they rejoice, to be with one another as we struggle on this road of life and to stay on the path of God. We can ask ourselves as well, what types of activities do we participate in when we're outside of here? What type of music do we listen to? There are all sorts of choices that we can make. Some of them are demeaning towards people. Some of them talk about things that certainly are not godly. While there are other types of music that at least would be neutral, if not positive, that we could choose that would be better. These are things that we should consider. What types of friends do we associate with at work and at school? Not to say that we shouldn't be good to those who are not following Christ. Not to say that we shouldn't minister unto people who are in need. But who do we choose as our friends and people we associate with and have conversations with? Is it people who gossip? Is it people who lead us astray? Or is it people who lead us towards holiness? We can make these choices in everything that we do. What do we listen to on the TV? Do we watch shows that are negative? Do we watch shows that are talking about hatred towards other people and demonizing other people all the time? Or do we listen to shows and watch shows that are inspiring and uplifting? These are things that we should consider, most especially during this season of Advent. One of the things that we should pay attention to, and I probably don't stress it enough, during our fasting season is not just what we eat, or not what we don't eat, what we don't drink, but also what we surround ourselves with. What do we let into our hearts? What do we let into our minds, into our ears? Because ultimately that impacts, brothers and sisters, what comes out our mouths. It impacts what is in our heart. It impacts how we behave towards others. So today we ask that God, during this Nativity season, during this Advent season, would help remove any blindness that we may have in our own lives, where we may be blind to things that we are letting in to our hearts and into our souls, that we can purify, that we can cleanse, so that we may walk in the light as St. Paul has taught us to do, the light of our God. To Him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.
That He will teach.